In Sweden, we believe in peace of mind. Whether it's finding the right work-life balance or deciding on your new car. That's why every Volvo comes with a guarantee of the safety, quality and performance you'd expect. Across all new, pre-loved and demo models. There's a Volvo for everyone. So even more people can have peace of mind. Visit your local authorized Volvo retailer to feel it for yourself. Volvo.
Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/french.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
Le lac Saint-Clair est entouré par la zone de nature sauvage de Tasmanie dans le parc national de Cradle Mountain. Est classé au patrimoine mondial et a été creusé par les glaciers pendant des millions d'années. Il est environ deux fois plus profond que le détroit de Bass, mais le lac le plus profond d'Australie n'a jamais été entièrement cartographié jusqu'à maintenant. Reportage de SBS News. Les scientifiques du CSIRO ont réalisé la première carte 3D du paysage sous-marin, confirmant l'immense profondeur de cette merveille naturelle. Au cœur de la nature sauvage de la Tasmanie se trouve donc le lac le plus profond d'Australie, le lac Saint-Clair. Des milliers de visiteurs s'y rendent chaque année, mais jusqu'à présent, son paysage sous-marin restait en partie un mystère. L'hydrographe Augustin Desplantes du CSIRO a récemment dirigé une équipe qui a cartographié le fond du lac pour la première fois.
When I saw that the deepest lake in Australia had never been surveyed with a multi-beam, I was very surprised. But I guess if it was easy to do, it would have already been done.
L'équipe a utilisé un sonar multifaisceau pour cartographier le fond du lac pendant 9 jours.
Basically, it's just as if we emptied the lake of its water and were walking around and were mapping it out. So I think it's going to be quite fascinating.
Leurs travaux ont révélé un paysage sous-marin jamais vu auparavant.
We can see the input of fresh water basically coming into the lake from the mountains, and it's carving through the lake floor. So we have this waterfalls basically coming down into the lake and then you know reaching the cliffs. It's pretty incredible to look at, and you can see the trees as well sometimes overhanging these areas. It's quite spectacular.
Michael Quaggan gère un chalet à l'extrémité sud du lac depuis près de 20 ans.
Personally, I would describe the lake as my church. It is the most peaceful place on this planet. And I may be biased, but so many other people are saying the same thing. Visually stunning, never the same 2 days in a row. The most phenomenal place to swim, because it's, as I said, it's the cleanest air and the cleanest water in the world.
Il conserve derrière le bar une bouteille de gin spéciale qui a été immergée au fond du lac il y a quelques années par une autre équipe de chercheurs.
Just for giggles one night, I said to them, would you take a bottle of gin, put it on the bottom of the lake and take a photograph? And they're like, yeah, sure. So I'm like, okay, great. So they did.
Elle n'atteignait pas le point le plus profond, mais elle dépassait tout de même les 100 mètres de profondeur.
They did the best they could, but they brought the bottle back and it just sits behind the bar. It's now been depth tested. I think that was about 120 meters.
Augustin Desplantes affirme que la cartographie montre que le point le plus profond du lac Saint-Clair est à environ de 163 mètres.
So it's about towards the south on the western side, just in the corner basically. We can almost see the glacier would have really like you know grinded through that corner.
Plus près des côtes, un navire télécommandé, l'Otter, a complété la cartographie. Il était piloté par le docteur Wei Sheng Lim, ingénieur de recherche en système autonome.
We can go really shallow into regions like less than 2 meters, even less than a meter as well, as long as there's no like hidden rocks or anything underneath the surface. So those are the areas where the big vessel won't be able to get to.
Lotta a révélé des zones proches du rivage présentant des dénivellations abruptes.
What we are trying to do is like mapping the shallow region so you can actually see how the contour changes on the shoreline, and you'll see how quick the depth actually dropped from the shoreline like all the way down to 50 meters. Like you can see a meter here, and then next moment you're in a 10 meter zone, and next moment you're already in like 30 meters, 50 meters deep.
OTA peut également fonctionner de manière autonome en suivant un parcours précis et pré-planifié.
One of the most useful features is we'll be able to autonomously finding those gaps and finding the best way to cover those missing gaps in our data set.
Les données détaillées recueillies seront rendues publiques, présentant une ressource importante qui, on l'espère, alimentera de nouvelles études sur le lac Saint-Clair. Elles incluront notamment des informations sur ce qui pourrait se trouver dans les profondeurs, selon Augustin Desplantes.
No wind monsters yet. We'll have to send a camera down to make sure the deepest point, make sure nothing's lurking there.
Ce reportage de SBS News de Karen Thomas, présenté par Jean-Noël Ducasse pour SBS French.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/SBS French.
In Sweden, we believe in peace of mind. Whether it's finding the right work-life balance or deciding on your new car. That's why every Volvo comes with a guarantee of the safety, quality and performance you'd expect. Across all new, pre-loved and demo models, there's a Volvo for everyone. So even more people can have peace of mind. Visit your local authorized Volvo retailer to feel it for yourself. Volvo.